We are learning Masechtas Daram Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph by Yabai Elohu. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone says, for example, Hayoim, then he's also Tol Shetech Shach. He's also from wine today, he's also till it gets dark. If he says Yom Echa, it's 24 hours. What about Shabbos Zu? He says this week, it's Tol Shabbos, and Shabbos included. If he says by Shabbos a week, then it's a full week. And the Gemara had a Shaila, what's the halacha by Yoim? Well, you didn't say Hayoim or Yoim Zeh. You said Yoim, Gemara had a Shaila. Now the Gemara has a Shaila like this. Avayel hu, Oma Yayin Shani Toyim Yoivel. He says another, that I'm not going to be Toyim a Yayin for a Yoivel. Now, the Ran speaks out that this Shaila is not because he said Yoivel, he didn't say Hayoivel or Yoivel Zeh. We're talking about a case where he said Yoivel Zeh. That's what we're talking about. And the Shaila is, when you say Yoivel Zeh, do you mean, is the year Yoivel included in the years that you are L'Shaba or L'Haba? Which means, let's say in the 20th year of the Shemitah cycle, every 50 years is Yoivel. So you're also for the next 29 years, are you also for the 30th year, the Yoivel or not? Well, Yoivel goes on to the next cycle. That's the Shaila. Is the 50th year the Yoivel like L'Fnei Chamishim, like the years before the 50 years that it's Aser? No. Klach, I mean, she was like after 50 years. That's the Shiloh. Shiloh, is Yoivel included in this cycle or the next cycle? Zogti Gemara, that's a really machlokes Tanoim. Toshva, Tanya, learned in the price. So, Plukto de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanim. A machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanim. It says in the Pasuk regarding Yoivel, V'kidashtem eshnas ha-chamishim shana, V'kirosim deror b'eretz l'chol yoshveh, Yoivel hi t'ilechem, Shachtem eshal chuzosai, V'eshal mashpachtoi toshuvu. So it says, in the Kaddish 50th year, and the Rabbanan Darshan, Shnas HaChemishim V'Atamoyna, it's counted as the 50th year. V'Atamoyna Shnas HaChemishim V'Achas. It's not counted towards the next Shemitah cycle. That means that the next Shemitah cycle will be on the 57th year. You count after 50 years, 7 years. Mekan Omru, Yoivel Eina Oilo Minyan Shavua. You see from here, Oilo is not included in part of the Shemitah. It's a separate year. So you always have 49 years, which are 7 Shemitahs, then a Yoivel, then another 49 years. But the year Yoivel is not part of the next cycle. That's your bond hold. Rabbi Yehuda, amen, no. Yoivel oyle le minyan shavua. Yoivel is counted as the next minyan. So on the next one, on the 56th year, is Shemitah. So it turns out you really only be able to plow and use your field for 5 years. Usually it's 6 years. In such a case, when it's following a Yoivel, you only have 5 years. Because the 50th year is number one. Then you have 5 more years. And then that's already by 56. And then 50, that's already 55. And 56 already is Shemitah. It always says that 6 years you plant on your field, and then the 7th year you let it stay fallow. It's only 5 years. It's only 5 years for you. Shehudah says back, you know, not every Shemitah is exactly the same. I'll bring you a raya. It says in the Pasuk that if the Yidden are going to complain, what am I going to do on a Shemitah? I have nothing to eat. So it says in the Pasuk, V'tzivisi es b'rechasi l'chem b'shona ha-shishis v'asas ha-tvul l'shol yishonim. The tvul will be for 3 years, for the 6th year, 7th year, and 8th year. So Frank Rav Yehuda, I'll tell you, I ask you a kasha. When the evidence is Yoivel, when there's 2 years in a row without planting, so really, the crop of the 6th year has to last for 4 years, and it says only 3 years. You need 4. Ella, what's a tarot? In a regular Shemitah year, 3 years crop is enough. The 6th year crop is enough to last till the 8th year. So the linami, the regular Shemitah year, it's 6 years tizr sadecha. But in certain cases, like on a bayevil, it's only 5 years. Other years, other parts of the cycle is 6 years of Tizr Sudecha. But in the year after Yoivel, following Yoivel, it's only 5 years. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is tying back to Rabbanon, that just like you yourself have to say it by Sholish Tvois, so I'll say it here by Sheh Shonim Tizra Sudecha. Al Kaponim, the answer to the Shaila was, is Yoivel part of Chamishim, or after Chamishim, or Frei Chamishim, Zok the Gemara, that's merely a Chagas Yehuda and the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoivel is always part of the next cycle. So if you're standing in the 20th year and you say, I'm ushering this Yoivel, you only usher this year until the 50th year. But not the 50th included, because 50 years is part of the next cycle. When you ask on 20th year, you're including the 50th year, because that 50th year is always part of this cycle, not part of the next cycle. So really, this machlekes is tali in the machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon. It's telling that machlekes, what is the halacha by every time by Yovel.